Welcome to the Search Candidate Statements. We begin with Mike Azara, who is in the middle of his presentation.
And I was chair of the Governance Committee, which recruited new directors. I've also been a founder of Bergen Volunteer Medical Initiative, which the Society has generously supported over the years. And I conducted the first executive director search as chair of that committee. Most recently, I've helped the Children's Aid and Family Services Organization by being a member of their search committee to replace none other than Bob Jones, who is well known to all of us. So I understand the search process. I know what it takes for a search to be successful, and I know how important it is to invest at the front end in a search to really identify where the organization is, its history, its culture, its challenges, and its vision for the future, because that really defines the type of leader, the type of minister, in this case, that we will be looking for. I also understand the importance at the back end of a search to really go into a due diligence process to make sure we're getting what we think we're getting. And that's fundamentally critical to any search. So, in conclusion, I'd be honored to be a part of the process. I think I can add some value to the process. I care deeply, as Kathy does, about the society. We're at a very important time, and I think the work we do here will really drive our agenda for the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Okay, next up is Mary Byron. And by the way, this is in alphabetical order by last name. So Mike was lucky enough or unlucky enough to be the first. And Carol Wolf, I'm sorry.
Good morning. I'm Mary Byron. I became a member of USR about 15 years ago when Mobert Johnson was our interim minister. I was searching for a spiritual community where I could raise my daughter and continue learning on my own journey. I was going through a difficult time in my life, newly divorced and adjusting to life as a working single mother, and I was introduced to the society by some friends, and I found my spiritual home here. Over the years, I've been involved with all aspects of USR. I taught RE for 5 years, I chaired the membership committee, I served on the music committee. I've co-facilitated a connections group, I worked on the Fiber Arts fundraiser, and was part of a steward in the budget drive. Currently, I'm a member of the Racial Justice Committee, and I have recently joined the President's Council for the UUA. Just over a year ago, I retired from my job as a partner at Goldman Sachs in the technology division, where I had worked for 25 years. I started as a network engineer, and then I spent 6 years in Japan as the CIO for their businesses in Asia. And then for the last few years, I managed technology and execution. I was always an active leader in our diversity and inclusion initiatives, as well as our philanthropic activities. Currently, I'm investing in women-founded companies and advising startups, helping to close the wealth gap for women and communities of color. I'm an active philanthropist serving on the boards of the Auburn Seminary, which trains faith leaders in the multi-faith movement for social justice, and Room to Read, which works on combating illiteracy in Asia and Africa. I believe we all have time, talent, and treasure to share. I'd like to serve on the Ministerial Search Committee because I love USR. This community has sustained me many times, and I would like to give back in this way. I believe the minister is central to, but not the center of, a thriving society. I have interviewing, listening, and consensus-building skills that I will bring to this process. I'm a pretty organized and clear communicator, and I work well in collaborative endeavors and on committees. I believe it would be an honor to serve USR in this capacity, and thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Mary. Next up is Don Campolo.
The picture looked more like George Clooney when we took it. But. So in my haste to get here today, I forgot my red baseball hat with my slogan, "Make USR Great Again." So just imagine that. My name is Don Campolo. I've been a member of the USR since the early 1990s. I served as a prosecuting attorney for 25 years, the last 4 years in Essex County, where I was the acting prosecutor and probably hired over 100 people, investigators, attorneys, and administrative staff. I now do consulting work in the field of construction project integrity. Just realize that's an oxymoron. My wife Marilyn and I live in Midland Park, and our two sons grew up attending RE at this congregation. Both Marilyn and I were raised Catholic, but we were long lapsed when we found this place, which has provided us with so much fulfillment, friendship, and inspiration. During my years at USR, I've been active in the following areas: taught RE, co-chaired a pledge drive, been a pledge canvasser, served on the Committee on Ministry and Safe Congregations Committees, chaired the ordination committee for Carlos Martinez, chaired a task team to develop a long-range plan, chaired a task team to revise our bylaws, and served a four-year term as trustee, which felt like a prison sentence. I have also volunteered to assist at School 12 in Patterson and have cooked lunch at the MLK celebration with camp for the past 3 years. Beyond this, I have enjoyed the friendship of many members and friends over the years, and even batted around a softball or two in my earlier days. I actually broke my ankle playing USR softball. As a result, I've come to appreciate the joys and challenges of working as part of a team towards a shared goal. I can think of no more important goal than helping to choose our next settled minister. To this end, I would bring common sense and appreciation of USR's history, an understanding of human nature, and a sense of empathy and a sense of humor. Whenever I've been privileged to lead a committee or task team, I've worked hard to respect the opinions of others and maximize their skill sets in order to accomplish our goals in a timely manner. Through all my experience and as part of this congregation, I've come to appreciate its diversity and the strengths and challenges that this entails. I believe that I'm in an excellent position to communicate USR's strengths, weaknesses, and needs to any ministerial candidate. I also believe that I'll be able to evaluate such candidates' tools and temperaments for helping us to achieve our aspirations as a congregation. To channel Donald again, this is huge.
Thank you, Don. Okay, next up is Tom DiBella.
Morning, I'm Tom DiBella. In March of 97, my wife Maria and I began attending services at USR, which were then being held at the Washington School when the Cottage Place building was undergoing renovation. We were looking for a community whose values were more compatible with our own rather than the Catholic parishes that we had been a part of growing up. Terry Allen was the minister, and he conducted our infant daughter's dedication ceremony in the spring of the following year. Now, as Key prepares for college, it's hard to believe so much time has passed. My daughter was raised a Unitarian at USR over the years. I've taught four or five Our Whole Lives classes and co-facilitated connections groups. I had less time for work at USR when I was fully occupied with career responsibilities, but now as a semi-retired individual, there's time for more things that matter to me greatly. I've been a member through two cycles of ministerial search and have absolute respect for the efforts and responsibilities of past search committees. The tireless work of our Board of Trustees is what's inspired me to want to be of service as part of this search committee. My background is in business. I hold an MBA in finance, and I worked in our family heating oil business for initially, then for Citicorp Investment Bank, before starting my own business as a professional photographer, doing commercial and social engagement photography for over 27 years. Currently, I manage our commercial real estate holdings. I was a president of Ramapo Mountain Lakes, a conservancy in northern Bergen County, for 3 years, and I've served as a director of the Community Chest of Teaneck and the Teaneck Rotary Club. I see myself as a skilled communicator who is able to work effectively as part of a team made up of diverse members. The pathwork of those who've come before in our congregation and at the national level has provided a well-proven process to help the committee find one who is called to service at USR. And the 1853 remarks of the Secretary of the American Unitarian Association quoted in the UUA's 10 C's of Ministry seem to me as valid today as when they were first offered. Congregations would be well advised, he said, to seek the solid rather than the shining parts of a minister. I'm ready and willing to be of service as part of the committee, and I have faith that whoever the board selects will move forward thoughtfully and heartfully as others have done before them. I believe we need to be mindful of the past as we create the future. Thank you.
Next up is Steve Gregoire.
Hello, my name is Steve Gregoire. Many of you know me already, but there may be some people here who don't, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself. I've been a Unitarian Universalist my whole life. I was raised at the First Parish Old Ship UU Church in Massachusetts, and I attended religious education classes there. As an adult, I belonged to three other UU congregations. I've been very fortunate. In most cases, these congregations have had strong and well-regarded ministers. I was a member of the First Parish UU Church in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Harvard Square, where I served as the senior deacon until our family moved to New Jersey. My wife and my two children, Ethan and Sophia, moved to the area 6 years ago. Probably the biggest factor for me to move to the area was the fact that there was a Unitarian congregation in the area. With a Unitarian congregation in the area, I knew I could find a community of like-minded people. Since I've been at USR, I've been a founding member of the Men's Discretion Group, and that ran for many years. Our family has been very active in the religious education program. And I'd just like to say I'm very pleased with the RE program, especially recently, and the different programs that they're offering now, including Child Choir. I see some really great stuff going on there. I would like to serve on the search committee because I've been part of the process as a regular member in two other occasions, and I'd like to take a more active role in finding the next minister. I believe my many years as a UU and my prior experience working with other ministers will make me a valuable addition to the team. My name is Stephen Gregoire, and I'm running for search committee, and I hope you vote for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Next up is Bernie Josephsburg.
Let me begin by saying that I'm fully confident that I can channel Bernie. I've been a UU backbencher since 1998, going back to Terry Allen's last year as the Society's minister. The backbench provides an expansive and, for me, a comfortable view of things. I've witnessed much change and seen much of what makes the Society exasperating, endearing, and enduring. I've had a long career in public education across several parts of the country as a high school English teacher, high school principal, and also as a school district superintendent in New Jersey and Connecticut. This current school year, my last before I retire, I'm working in an interim capacity as the human resources administrator for a school district in Westchester. Over the past several society auctions, I performed impeccably as the absentee bidder. With the exception of this last auction when I was absent and sponged my responsibilities off upon Inga Spungen. Some years ago, I played for several seasons on the society's softball team. I proudly recall my last inning glove work as the short fielder on a rising line drive in a tense game against the league powerhouse. When the ball exploded from the bat, I moved less explosively to my right, jumped as high as I could, and hoped for the least possible embarrassment. We lost that game, but that ball at that moment, in that leap of faith, was caught. But was it, in fact, merely one leap of faith? Might it have been a singular leap crisscrossing many faiths? Or maybe multiple leaps arising from one faith? Or even the numerous leaps of multiple faiths landing upon the head, landing upon the head of a single pin, thereby preserving the better angels of our nature and dispersing the meaner ones? One leap, many beliefs. The backbench has taught me that each of us expects our minister to answer such questions as each one of us prefers, without offending the beloved others in the congregation whose different answers to those same questions clearly demonstrate how wrong-headed they all are. You enjoy this. With this in mind, we should all know why selecting someone to stand behind our pulpit poses a challenge. If some higher power charted a societal index of ministerial satisfaction, whether recorded daily, weekly, monthly, or annually, the resulting trend line would resemble an erratic electrocardiogram. Financial and demographic challenges are baked into our current congregational identity. It wouldn't hurt to have more money and more youth. Likely, these concerns have always been and are not unique to this moment. In one of my favorite lines that I'm still able to retrieve from when I memorize poetry, that which we are. And although some recent experience in the congregation can be lamented, much abides, including much that should appeal to prospective ministerial candidates. As described by our interim minister, we are, quote, an exciting, vibrant, caring, justice-seeking, and generous liberal religious society. We steward a place of welcoming and seeking, unquote. The candidates we seek to welcome here will probe the search committee to determine the degree to which we are as we proclaim ourselves to be. Fortunately, our time frame provides the congregation a needed respite from commotion. It also provides the search committee the opportunity to proceed with due care, diligence, and deliberation. And I thank you for your consideration.
Okay, next up is not here. So there are a couple of people that could not attend today because of vacation plans, et cetera. So they've both sent me their statements. So next is Marty Levenhar. So let me find that. Ah, here we go. You're in luck. Okay. So this is Martin Levenhar's statement. Martin and Caroline moved to Ridgewood, then north to Sterling Forest in 1980, where Martin owned and operated a design and engineering company until his retirement in 2000. Here at USR, he served on the Board of Trustees, which included a stint as Board Vice President back in the Ken Patton era. He chaired the stewardship drive a couple of times, facilitated connections groups, cooked congregational dinners, ran and helped with major events, and sat on and chaired numerous and varied committees. As USR's denominational New York Metro District, as USR's denominational representative, he has attended the UUA General Assembly almost regularly for over a decade, as well as going to New York Metro District annual meetings and conferences. He was awarded the Winifred Latimer Norman Award in 2009 for extraordinary commitment and service in the area of social and racial justice for his and Carolyn's 10-year-long program, the Siena Project, during which they built schools in Guatemala with a lot of help from our congregation. Currently, he is the chair of our Pastoral Associates. And last year, Martin was appointed by the Board of Trustees to be the sole contact with Reverend Kathleen during her medical leave. You might recall his reports at the town hall meetings during her absence. He says there are three qualifying assets that he will bring to the table. Martin studies homiletics, the art of writing and preaching sermons, for the work he and Caroline did in writing and performing over 20 lay services as UU congregations all over the country for the Siena Project fundraising effort. He brings a very broad view of Unitarian Universalism and 50 years of down in the trenches experience helping two UU congregations work through both good times and bad. From his 35 years at USR, Martin has a good sense of institutional history of our congregation. He brings an understanding and appreciation of how we fit into the UUA and the role they and the Metro District play in the life of our congregation. On why he wants to serve, aside from his hope that he will be around for a long while yet, he believes that even though the future of the congregation belongs to the youth, to the young, that the understanding of the battle-tested, well-seasoned elder will be a benefit to the search committee. Thank you, Martin. Okay, and lucky for me, the next person up, Sally Lewis, couldn't be here either. Okay, so let me read Sally's statement. My name is Sally Lewis, and I am a candidate for the Ministerial Search Committee. Having attended this congregation for more than 25 years, I can offer the search a perspective on the seasons of membership. In the beginning, I was a young mother living far from my own parents, working and raising three young children. I was drawn to this religious body because it offered me an hour each week in which I was surrounded with art and music, a spirit of social activism and spiritual renewal. Then my children grew and participation changed. I remember sitting in my driveway many Sunday mornings waiting for reluctant children to join me. I felt that religious education was a part of my job as a parent, but also wished that taking my kids to Sunday school wouldn't be such a struggle. During these all-consuming years of parenthood, my husband and I handled coffee hour once a year. My husband took out children and others to volunteer at camp in Patterson. I taught religious education, and together we attended a fellowship feast and pledged money to USR. That was about all we could handle, and sometimes it felt like too much. The Unitarian Society served our family during a family tragedy. The settled minister, Terry Ellen, brought wisdom and comfort to us in a time of great need. My appreciation for the USR deepened. Now the children are independent, my husband and I have retired, and the current season of membership is quite different. At last, I have the time to take part in USR social justice work and to attend social justice events. I am the chair of the Education Justice Committee, the liaison to camp, YDP in Patterson, and a member of the Children and Youth Religious Education Committee. In addition to experiencing the passage of time at USR, I worked for 38 years in the field of education. In this work, I often cooperated in a small group. It was important to be organized and to be flexible. Daily tasks involved reading, writing, collaborating. Deadlines were reality. These skills honed during my career will serve me well on the search committee. Just as important, having been here for a long time, I have some appreciation for the ways in which this religious organization taps the energies and serves the needs of members as their lives unfold. I know the importance of a minister who speaks to us all and is able to serve the youth and elders and those in between. Thank you, Sally. All right. Our next speaker is Holly Nolan.
Can you imagine the privilege of being on such a committee? What people? Well, obviously, I would love to work on such a committee. I want a minister who can stir and inspire us. And I want that minister to be inspired by us. I see that as extremely necessary. I'd love to have an enthusiastic minister with intellectual depth. I have from Reverend Tony a compilation of notes that he took on the cottage meetings. And I think that's very important for our future choice of a minister. My role in USR began 8 years ago when I came to New Jersey from New York. And I came here because I retired and because I had been, not because, I had been the executive director of the Capital Region Humanist Society in the general Albany region, reaching into Massachusetts and Vermont and all of upstate New York. So I have a strong sense of what it takes to manage an organization and hopefully inspire it. I have discovered really, though, through this organization, USR, that Unitarianism is a more soulful enterprise than straight humanism, even though we incorporate a great deal of humanism in our belief patterns. But it is a soulful organization. Four USR, or five USR activities have been my focus for these 8 years. I started out with the Peace and Justice Organization, primarily because Helen Lindsay and Tommy Huddleblake were in charge of it. And dynamic people, oh. So my first 2 years here were involved in visiting the immigrant detainees at Hudson Prison. Of all the godforsaken places to be in your adult life, it was depressing in the extreme. And we became very, very active in that regard, dealing with the entire immigrant crisis. I also was tapped early by Carolyn to co-chair and then chair the congregational dinners. So that's an organizing enterprise, if there ever was one. Connections, when Bob Falanga regenerated the connections operation, I joined his group, and that was very important to understand the power of connections in this organization. So I got to meet people, and so I co-facilitated at least two connections groups after that. I am in the process of teaching RE for that coming of age group, our high school group, and I hope you'll be here the first two Sundays in May to hear them give their credos, because we've worked hard on them. I was born and raised in Chicago and the suburbs, and attended the Congregational Church for years. I attended Denison University, history and English double major, with a strong minor in theology. I spent my junior year in Germany. And I married the man who inspired me to become an English teacher, which seems self-evident, but I didn't see it that way. So he inspired me. Ultimately, we got great jobs in New York State, so we moved from Chicago to New York, in the Capital District, that is. Had our son, and I got a master's in English Lit from the University of Albany. So I've really had two careers. Each career was 17 years. First one was teaching English in high school in Chicago and New York State, I got a wave just then. Oh, I wrote English curriculum for the State Ed Department of New York. Then I made a fabulous shift by becoming an economic development researcher for a senator for his campaign, learned about policy writing, and this made its way into the job of a lifetime as a program director in the brand new I Love New York campaign, which is a campaign to build economic development in the entire city and state of New York. So that was a thrilling job. I gave up over 1,000 business seminars to business organizations all over the state and ultimately the country and to the media. I wrote and produced 5 films for the I Love New York campaign. And then what did I do? I retired to New Jersey because my kids moved here. So here I am. I have moved just this past year from Wanacue out west to Wyckoff so that I could be closer to this society and to my kids. So I hope my intense interest in literature and theology and my adoption of humanism and then Unitarianism, my career in public speaking, and my commitment to and my love of this society can help me represent you in this important search. Thanks, Amelia.
Thank you, Holly. Okay, next up is Elise Plezik.
Everyone see me? Good morning. I'm Elise Plezik, and I am interested in running for the Ministerial Search Committee. My husband and I have been members of the USR for about 15 years, and we raised our 3 children in this congregation. I often say that we came here for our children, but we stayed for this community. I began my service here by teaching RE, as most new parents do when they bring their children in. It seemed a great way to learn about Unitarian Universalism, as I was raised in a Jewish household. And from there, I progressed to chairing the Fellowship Feast, which I did for 10 years, and serving on the Religious Education Committee. I was then on the search committee, which hired Laura Beth Brown, who was our previous religious education director, and I served on the search committee for our previous interim minister, Reverend Roberta Finkelstein. I then joined the board as the vice president, and I continued on to the presidency of this society. I currently teach elementary OWL, and I have co-facilitated a connections group for the past 8 years. I've also served on the, fundraising committee. I have cooked meals and served on the Fiber Festival. In addition to all the other work I've done at this society. I am a CPA, and I worked in the financial services industry for 20 years. After I retired, I took some time off to raise my children, be at home with them, an opportunity that I didn't have while I was working. And then I took a position as a consultant, which allows me flexible hours and a flexible work schedule. Being home and raising my children had also enabled me the opportunity to serve on the board, and that was the time that I began to take service on this at this congregation. My training as a CPA has taught me to be thoughtful, to consider most things from many viewpoints, and to form opinions after having weighed all of the facts. I am not predisposed to a position or to an opinion, and I am a consensus builder. I believe that this committee and the work that it does should be comprised of people with varying backgrounds and viewpoints, and I believe that this committee work helps to get the best results when you have this different type of ideas and composition of people serving on a committee. I have seen a few ministers over my time at this congregation, and I will not allow my personal opinions as to what this congregation should have sway. The committee work will work hard to gather the views and the consensus and the opinions of this congregation and to bring those ideas and thoughts together to bring in the best possible candidate to serve this congregation. I truly love this congregation, and I want to see it thrive and to prosper. I want to serve on this committee because I value service to this congregation, and I really think I would be very good at it. I helped to select two individuals who were highly competent and valued by our congregation, and I believe that my nature, my history, and my talents would be of excellent value to this committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Elise. Next up is Steve Riskin.
Hi, I'm Steve Riskin. Mary and I have been coming to the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood since the early 2000s. USR is an important reason why I want to stay in northern New Jersey. I care about this congregation. I want it to be here for us in the future. For 3 years, I was a member of the Board of Trustees. Some of my activities while on the board were helping to organize the Ken Patton Weekend, leading a task team that studied our church management software, and member of the team that interviewed potential replacements for our administrator. I've sung in Society Singers and served on the website and the policies and procedures task teams. I facilitated a number of connections groups. More recently, I have begun to serve as co-chair of the Sunday Services Committee. I was honored to be a part of the team that organized the Awakening to White Privilege service last month. And I'm working on a team coordinating with our RE director and board members as we implement improvements for our website. Years running my own small computer consulting firm served me well in my volunteer work. This was true for both technical and interpersonal reasons. It was critical to listen and meet my clients' needs. If I'm elected to the Ministerial Search Committee, you need to know what I would do. Here are some key goals. USR lay leadership has provided the continuity, the resources, and the direction that have kept us going. I will be looking for a minister with a proven record of strong collaboration with lay leadership. Before recommending a minister to our congregation, the search committee must have a complete picture of the minister's work at other congregations. While respecting confidentiality, we must look beyond references to ensure we have a full picture of a candidate's previous ministries. I'm not at all certain we will find an outstanding minister in a one-year search. I'm prepared to go the distance. We are a vibrant and an active congregation. We deserve, and we will find, a centered and highly experienced minister. We deserve, and we will find, a minister who will lead with intellect and humanity. I'm a humanist, and I want to find a minister who supports our humanist roots. But in the last few years, I've learned something important. There are Unitarian ministers who can create an environment in which theists, humanists, indeed all kinds of UUs can worship together. So I want to help us select a minister who can erect a big tent, one where we can all come together, a place where we can continue to grow and prosper as a congregation. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. And last, but certainly not least, Carol Wolf.
We are so lucky to have so many great candidates. I can't even. Good morning. My name is Carol Wolf. I'm a self-employed graphic designer, and I've been a member here for just over 10 years. I first came to the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood looking for community, to both grow spiritually and to find a way to apply my creative skills as a tool for social justice. The USR has made my life richer and more fulfilling on so many levels, and I treasure the time I spend here. In the last 10 years, I've felt fortunate to be able to contribute my skills across a wide range of USR groups and activities. This has allowed me to get to know many of you personally and enhanced my deep appreciation for the many facets of our community. For example, I have been chair of the Art Committee since 2009, a responsibility which I've enjoyed immensely. I've assisted other committees by creating graphics, flyers, and logos for them, including fundraisers like the Fiber Arts Festival, the Craft Show, and the annual budget drive. I've helped the Social Responsibilities and Programs Councils promote their activities, and I've helped administer the USR website and Facebook page for several years now. I've also had the profoundly rewarding experience of mentoring a youth in the Coming of Age program. Perhaps the most valuable of my experiences here at USR, in terms of getting to know the people who make up the society, was participating in the committee to develop our mission statement and community covenant 6 or 7 years ago. This experience allowed me to interact firsthand with many members in sharing what we value most about our society and to work collaboratively as part of a committee to create two unified statements that represent us all. I'm deeply committed to the future success of the society. This is my beloved community. I have a profound appreciation for the diversity of our interests and our theologies, and also for our commonalities. During my 10 years here, this society has had 4 ministers. I want to help find a minister who will serve us all for many years to come, and I would be honored to be able to serve on the Ministerial Search Committee for you. Thank you.